I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. With a week left in the legislative session, environmental watchdogs are keeping close tabs on budget dealings at the state capitol. But for now, at least, things aren't looking as drastic as they did a few months ago. In his budget, Governor Dale Molloy proposed eliminating funding for the Council on Environmental Quality. That's a 9-member board with 2 full-time paid positions that served as a watchdog and critic of state environmental policy for decades. Molloy also wanted to move the CEQ out of the executive branch and into the legislative, a shift Eric Hammerling of the Connecticut Forest and Parks Association says is problematic.
If they lost their independence, what that means is, you know, they wouldn't be able to give an unbiased view on various environmental issues. You know, they would be too closely tied to the legislature and concerned about political issues, because they are, as an independent agency, at times critical of the administration. And we think it's important to have someone who can speak the truth on these environmental issues.
The CEQ says it's hard to speculate on what the structural shift would mean for the way it does business, but for now at least, the legislature's Appropriations Committee seems to agree with Hammerling. It's recommended keeping the CEQ housed within the executive branch, and it's restored the department's funding of approximately $180,000. Then there's the issue of state parks. Molloy proposes a roughly $2 million cut to that line item, and there too, the legislature is calling for substantially less, a $100,000 reduction. Hammerling says there were proposals to supplement state park funding this session, like one from the Environment Committee, to include a $5 opt-out park donation on registration forms for certain cars and motorcycles. That proposal was dropped on the Senate floor. The legislative session ends next Wednesday. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.